Treasury has already rejected the proposed 11 million rand remuneration package for the NSFAS administrator. Now, new allegations of luxury accommodation, apparent double bookings, and excessive travel spending have raised even more serious questions about how public money is being used. The Democratic Alliance will launch a parliamentary probe and submit further questions to scrutinize every invoice, every approval, and every travel authorization under the current NSFAS administration. Minister Butimana Mela can no longer ignore what is unfolding. NSFAS exists to fund students, not bureaucracy. The DA is once again calling for an urgent review of the NSFAS Act and the decentralization of student funding so that universities and TVET colleges can deliver funding more efficiently and with greater accountability.